You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. Every way I've been taking care of business. It's all
mine. Taking care of business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, New Jersey, and this program is called Taking Care of Business, and for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small, mostly here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, with the guests from Fimble Architectural Door Specialties. Before we get going, a brief check of the weather shows the temperature is currently 72 degrees at 12:04, and for today, it's going to be mostly sunny, actually all sunny, with a high of 79 degrees and a low of 52. More sunshine on tap for tomorrow with a high of 82 and a low of 57. For Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 84 and a low of 59. And for Mother's Day Sunday, mostly sunny skies and a high of 86 degrees with a low of 60. Current check of the financial market shows the Dow is up 75.61 to 17,000.92046. NASDAQ up 23.38 to 4943.03. S&P 500 7.52 up, for a total of 2,087.67. Oil took a dip, $1.45 per barrel to $59.48 per barrel. Gold down $7.60 to $1,182.70 an ounce. Yes, I am. Well, I'm very happy to have in-studio guests with us today, and they are Michaela and Chris Birdieshaw. Michaela is the VP of Office Operations. Chris, the VP of Sales for Fimble Architectural Door Specialties here in Hunterdon County, located in White House. So welcome to the program. Welcome to Taking Care of Business.
Hey, thanks. Jim. Thank you so much for having us today.
Well, glad you could join us. And it seems as if when we talk about a company that has 90 years experience, you've been taking care of business for quite some time. So why don't we talk about the humble beginning, how it all got started, you know, some 90 years ago, and then bring us up into, you know, present day.
Well, proudly, in 1924, my great-grandfather started, as a pioneer in the overhead industry, started making overhead garage doors. At the time, it was very revolutionary, and he very much began what we know today as the common garage door. Fast forward, that company moved into White House in 1969, and started manufacturing garage doors there and shipping them throughout the country. Round about 2003, my grandfather sold the company to another garage door distributor, and my dad, who I also consider to be a pioneer in his own right, decided to take his specialty garage doors and make a custom carriage style line that is distributed now in the Northeast. It's pretty phenomenal. They stand out from the rest. And to say that I am a fourth generation of such a legacy is really an honor and a privilege. And it's something that we're really striving to continue so that the fifth generation will one day have an opportunity to sit here and tell you about it.
Excellent. And you know, if you couldn't tell from the beginning of that answer, Michaela and Chris are married, and man, are you in trouble, because you corrected her. So good luck at dinner tonight. But it's great when I hear about, you know, we talk about a lot of times on this program small businesses and the challenge that, you know, in the first, if you make it through 5 years, you're pretty well set, you know, mm-hmm. and then you have to make it to 10. But to make it to 90 is a real testament to both the leadership and the employees and the company. And we talked about the style of doors, the carriage style. So if you can, just describe what that means, because most people are just thinking about throwing up the door and pulling the Rambler out.
Basically, what we did is we Ed Fimble III innovated things by taking the old style of doors that typically swung open, that looked like two separate pieces, and he designed our doors to replicate that as architecturally correct as he could. So they have a big, huge piece of glass up top for big windows to let a lot of light in. But everything fits so tightly as far as the joints of the door that it still looks like just a solid door that would swing open. However, it operates just like your regular garage door. It goes up in sections.
Very cool. You know, how many employees are currently at Fimble?
We have two locations, two manufacturing plants, one in White House and one in McAdoo, Pennsylvania. And we have 32 employees, I believe. And to speak to that note a little bit, you mentioned it earlier, but it really is, the success has come truly from the commitment and dedication and knowledge and just desire to succeed that our employees have continuously provided to our company. And today we have people who have been with the company for 30, 35 years, and they are some of our most valuable assets.
Absolutely. And I can't speak to that enough, you know, and on this show and elsewhere, you know, when we talk about any business, a lot of times the common denominator is the employees.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
We have over 100 years experience between basically four employees.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gotta like that. Tap into that as long as you can.
Yeah.
We talked about, you know, before the show we were talking about, I was in prepping for this show, I remember that my father would say, go open the garage door, I have to pull the car out or something like that. And it would be a Herculean effort at that time. The material was just so heavy. And if it rained, it might have gotten wet and soaked, and then it was even heavier. And I was just a wee little lad back then. Let's talk about some of the materials. Like, what are you building the doors out of now, and what? How has the technology evolved over the years to get to where we're at now, where you can basically lift it with one hand?
Mm-hmm. What her father has actually come up with that really made us so innovative is not only the design of these carriage-style doors, but that we've done it out of composite materials. Classically, these type of doors were made out of wood, which is very, very high maintenance. I mean, if you stain them, you have to re-top coat them every 2 years just to keep them from deteriorating. He saw that as a problem and had the foresight to see the marketplace for such a product. We went through a couple different materials to get to where we are today, which now we actually use a vinyl or a PVC product. It's basically maintenance-free. You install it. After the pollen falls, you hose it off, and you're done. But it's never going to deteriorate. It's never going to rot, rust, chip, anything like that. And as far as weight, it is going to be heavier than, say, a steel door. But it's a lot lighter than a wood door. But with the torsion springs, which is what most people use on our product, they balance the doors so well, you literally can open it halfway and it'll stay there. You could lift it with two fingers.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Very good. And we talked about your community involvement and your community connection. So let's talk about that for a little bit. What is Fimble doing, you know, both locally and regionally with the plant out in McAdoo that people would know, maybe not know you for, but should know about?
Well, I think that when Fimble Door Corporation, who was the parent company, for lack of a better word, they employed just at the White House location 90 to 100 people. So our net was cast pretty wide in impacting 90 to 100 families. With our two locations and our limited number of people, we don't have that scope anymore. And although we are a established company, Fimble Architectural Door is more of a startup company as we're branching out into the custom. And with the level of intensity and involvement that was going on, we haven't had that community impact lately. So we're really trying to connect with you, Jim, and be a part of this. We are working with some local churches for some advertising. We're looking at local networking. If your neighbor needs a piece of glass for a broken door, even if it's not ours, we want to fix that. Mm-hmm. We want to find any way we can to remind everyone that not only do we make garage doors, but we can welcome you home with them and make you feel like we are part of of the community.
Excellent. And it was good to note, you know, the part about the broken glass, because there was an excellent book written a few years ago about the broken windows in a town similar to Flemington. When mm-hmm. you drive by, you see that broken window, and then suddenly it becomes accepted, and whether or not, you know, vandals take over and things like that, mm-hmm. you know. And I know for my garage door, and we'll probably be talking after the show, I need to replace a piece of plexiglass over the windows because, you know, one hockey puck just, you know, hit the crossbar and went a little too high.
We can help you with that. No problem.
I think we're going to be talking a lot after this show about the what has to happen at my house. What are some of the challenges that you face? We may break this out into three segments. The challenges in finding good help, the challenges with competition, and then the challenges with the marketplace. Like, this is not, and don't be offended by that, this is not a sexy product. Mm-hmm. You know, the doors are something that people really take for granted. You know, it, as long as when I push the button, it goes up and I can get in and stay dry, that's good. But so what are the challenges that you guys face? Let's start first, because of the name of the show, Taking Care of Business, on the employee side, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back about and talk about the others.
Challenges for hiring and keeping good employees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, we really have been so blessed that we were able to adopt so many quality employees from Fimble Door Corp. So we do everything we can to keep them. We really try to make sure that the concept of a family business doesn't only pertain to blood and name. We try to treat everyone and their individual needs and their family needs as though it was one of us.
Mm-hmm.
We've been very fortunate to have very little turnover. So keeping them, I think we're doing a pretty good job. As we grow, it is going to be challenging to find good people who know about this industry. As you said, it is not a sexy industry. It is not something that people wake up and say, I want to be a garage door manufacturer. But we are working to establish and maintain a structure that provides people a safe, comfortable, and prosperous environment.
Excellent. And, you know, I don't mean to diminish the product in any way. It's more, it's that taken for granted, you know, mm-hmm. thing. As long as the door opens and closes kind of thing, it's right. forgotten about until it won't open.
That is one of the obstacles we face. Garage doors are virtually utilitarian. Like
yep.
you said, they go up, they go down, and you only think about it when they don't do that. And Chris can probably speak more to this as he has a background in real estate, but what our doors can offer to anyone's home is so much more than just an up-down feature.
Exactly. And I do want to get into that. We'll do that mm-hmm. after the break. If you're listening, follow along with us and join us on Fimble's website, Fimble, which is FimbleAds.com. So FimbleAds.com. And while we're talking, you can be looking at the website and taking a look at definitely go to their portfolio and the picture gallery and see what it is we're talking about, and then imagine some of those doors on your house. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100andchamberradio.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you. And joining me in the studio today, Michaela Bertieshaw, who's the Vice President of Office Operations, and Chris Bertieshaw, Vice President of Sales for Fimble Architectural Door Specialties, located in White House, New Jersey. And while it's great to let you know who they are, let's talk about who's not here for a few minutes. The president of the company, who got called away at the last minute, Aaron Fimble-Hendricks, and I think you also mentioned Jeff Deal. So let's talk about them and their roles in the company and what makes them so special.
It's pretty amazing, actually. And as we've spoken about the gift of adopting our employees and keeping them into the beginnings of Fimble Architectural Door Specialties, we were able to keep Jeff Deal. Jeff Deal comes with a very vast background, experiences in manufacturing, production, etc. And he's truly just a remarkable mind. He has taken all of these visions, a lot of these visions and ideas that my dad has come up with, and turned them into reality. For example, we have a line, it's our American Legends collection, and it's a vinyl clad steel. It's beautiful. It's in an affordable price point. Not only did he design and develop that door, he literally built the machinery to do it. So without him, who knows where we would be. Mm-hmm. Today, he continues on. He leads the engineering department. He fixes things. I need something done. He will brainstorm it and bring it to reality. So it's pretty phenomenal. The other person, Erin, who is my sister, my younger sister, I want to mention.
Okay. I'm sure she appreciates that.
She does. She likes to be the younger sister boss. It's a lot of fun. But she started at the company as kind of a utility girl out of college, you know, in the interim, trying to find her way, and has truly mastered the industry. She mastered our product, the production. Now she is guiding us through all the changes that we're making within the company, personnel changes, financial changes, and doing so with the grace of someone who's been doing it her entire life. So it's a remarkable thing how all of our different backgrounds and personalities come together to really make the ball roll.
Excellent. Very good. Now, I talked about in all the previews that I sent out, I don't think I've promoted a show as heavy as I have this one ever. As I was sitting at home preparing for the show with my wife, she flips on HGTV, and of course, every program, any DIY program, the Property Brothers, all of them, they keep talking about this term that's kind of come around in the last 2 or 3 years called curb appeal. And what is it that makes your house appealing either to a prospective buyer or to a real estate agent or something like that? So as I was pulling out of my driveway this morning, I just stopped at the end and I looked at the house, and I realized, probably for the first time that I ever thought about it, that 20% of that structure of the facade is two garage doors.
Absolutely.
So, Chris, what is it about, or what is it that a garage door can do to help the real estate value or to help the promote the saleability of a house?
Well, I was actually a realtor before I started working for the family business, and I did that for about 7 years down in coastal North Carolina. Just a few months ago, they actually published an article addressing that specifically, and it was ways that you could invest in your home to make improvements and the most bang for your buck and things like that. And it mentioned things like doing a kitchen remodel, doing a bathroom remodel. But what it actually offered as the best solution for the bang for your buck was a new high-end garage door. Because when you do look at your home, most garages are either on the front or on the side to where you do see it from the street. And it is such a big visual impact piece. They also said that as far as, you know, your investment, you get almost, I think it was 105% return on your investment on a new high-end garage door with the value of your home, which things like your bathroom and your kitchens are much more expensive to do, and you actually get a less return on your investment.
Right.
So it is something to consider. You can actually go to our Facebook page, which Michaela handles, and we've actually had several of our dealers who have sent in before and after pictures where somebody just has a regular old stamp steel square boxes down their garage door, and they've changed it for one of our carriage doors, and the visual impact, it really does speak for itself.
No, absolutely, and I know I've seen a lot of the pictures, you know, from the website and some of the ones that you've brought into my shop, and mm-hmm. You know, absolutely phenomenal. So this should be something that, you know, if you're listening, when you go home tonight, just take a look at your house and then see if there was one thing you could do, what would it be? And, you know, we can change the color of the shutters. You know, it's very expensive to change the whole vinyl siding because you don't do one section, you do the whole house kind of thing. But is there something that could make that instant eye appeal and pretty much make you the envy of your neighbors?
Absolutely.
Along the way? We were talking before the break about challenges. Let's talk about marketing for a little bit. How do you get the word out of a little company? And you're aware of County Line Road?
Or Coddington.
Coddington Road?
Yeah.
So, you know, how do you get the word out from Maine to Virginia to Pennsylvania? Here we are. And we make a fantastic product. And how does that go out? And talk about the dealer network.
Well, we're in a unique situation in that, you know, our family was literally the second ever maker of overhead style garage doors back in 1924. So everybody throughout the industry knows the Fimble name. So we haven't had to market as heavily as many other companies in our situation. The other thing that we've been known for from day one is the quality of our product. I mean, it really does speak for itself. So basically, as far as marketing, what we do in ourselves is I go out and find dealers in areas that we may not have someone, and we hand select who we work with. So we make sure that their operation is the same kind of quality as what we do. And we kind of depend on them to really put our product out there. And most of them just absolutely love it, and they love us, so they do. But we depend. Other than that, we use our website quite a bit. We try to make sure we have a very user-friendly website and constantly add new pictures and things like that. And now, in more recent times, we're starting to do more things like this, like really try to reach the local market, because mm-hmm. I feel like we're pretty well known throughout the market as a whole. But for some reason, I think we've concentrated so much on other areas that we've really neglected here at home, and that's
home.
What we're trying to do now.
Very good.
Well, and to that note, if I could add,
yeah.
We are on Pinterest, so please feel free to find us there and pin our garage doors to your house renovations or whatever you're interested in. And as Chris said, we are on Facebook. And if any of you listening want to go on and leave a comment about today's show on our Facebook page, I'd be happy to send you one of our fabulous Fimbledore cups. First five people to comment get a cup.
Oh, I'm doing that right now. What about when we talk about marketing, and he mentioned that you're the Facebook guru at Fimble. Are there other social platforms that you feel both as a established business, but as a young business that we should be looking at? You know, I'm heavy in Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Mm-hmm. I don't know Pinterest yet, and mm-hmm. I haven't learned Instagram yet, mm-hmm. but I'm thinking that seems to be the way the younger generations are doing business and finding. We're not doing Yellow Pages anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
It's definitely the way of the future, and it's an area that we are, as we continue to grow and push our product, that we do need to tap into. Chris and I are both on LinkedIn. We do the Pinterest, the Facebook. I do want to get more on Instagram, and I don't tweet on mm-hmm. Twitter or whatever it is, but we should be. One of our drawbacks there is that because we're not the ones doing the installations, we rely on our dealers to get us the photos. So that's an issue for us. So we're mm-hmm. trying to increase that some.
Very good. All right, we're coming up on our second break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit more about the materials, the design, the process of buying a Fimbledore, mm-hmm. and then the installation. You know, who's going to do that for us? You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gannot, with you for about another half hour. Glad to be having guests in the studio with me this time, so I'm not just talking to the four walls. We have Michaela Birdieshaw, the VP of Office Operations, and Chris Birdieshaw, the VP of Sales at Fimble Architectural Door Specialties with us, located right here in White House, New Jersey. We'll get back to them in a minute, but first check the weather. Currently 72 degrees in Flemington at 12:30. Today it'll be sunny with a high of 79 and a low of 52. More sunshine on tap for tomorrow with a high of 82 degrees and a low of 57. For Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a high of 84 and a low of 59. And for Mother's Day Sunday, mostly sunny skies, high of 86 and a low of 60 with a chance of some showers later in the evening. What I'm trying to tell you with that weather report is if you have an outdoor job, you got to love it today. And if not, immediately after this show, get outside for a few minutes and enjoy some of that sunshine. So again, we're here with Michaela Birdieshaw and Chris Birdieshaw, husband and wife team from Fimble Architectural Door Specialties. Not with us, as mentioned earlier, was Aaron Fimble Hendricks. And I think if the opportunity presents itself and we have you back in, we're going to have to make it on a day when Aaron can join us. But you know, the one thing that we do want to mention is that you know, the company as a whole, I think what we have to talk about is this is not like interviewing the owner of Crown Trophy, you know, where you come into my store, you pick something out, you buy it, you pick it up. Your relationship's a little different. You're the manufacturer. So how do we get the customers to find your product?
The easiest way is to go to our website. We have probably 120 dealers from Chesapeake, Virginia to Portland, Maine, and as far west as Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You can go to www.fimbleads.com. And on the homepage, there's a tab for Find a Dealer. You plug in your address. You can choose between 20, 30, and 40 and 50 miles. It gives everybody within that radius so you can find a good quality dealer to work with. Most of those folks have a showroom door that you can go in and see. If they don't have a showroom door, they'll at least have all of our literature as well as samples that you can pick up, touch, feel, and get a really good idea of what the product itself is like.
Okay, good. It struck me as odd during the break, but I'm doing the math, and I was never very good at math. And as Mrs. Newman will tell you from High School West, but 90 years, we're talking, you guys started back in the 20s, 1924. Not everybody had a car or even a garage. And so to start a company at that time, I think the word used was visionary. Mm-hmm. It really was, you know, to be able to think that people, we talk about carriage houses, so maybe it was where we put the horse at night. But,
correct,
you know, the evolution of where you've started, where you've come, is it shows a little bit towards the adaptability of the product and, you know, the company.
Absolutely. There's always been the desire on the part of Fimbul to be cutting edge. What can we do next? How can we make this better? I got to give my dad a ton of credit.
Where is he?
He is currently in South Carolina, okay, enjoying his semi-retirement with my fabulous mom.
There you go. Hopefully listening.
I think they are. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
But one of the things that we've continued to innovate doing is we don't just do garage doors for your home. We make high-end quality garage doors for commercial applications as well. I mean, we've done some historic work with the city of New York. We've actually got a contract with them. They're restoring 16 firehouses that were built in the late 1800s and early 1900s. And those doors were typically wood with wrought iron set into them. And we've replicated that out of vinyl.
Nice.
And with custom paint, you know, for a fraction of the maintenance and a lot less money than what you'd have to pay for a product of that nature today. Mm-hmm. Michaela actually hand-painted all the raised areas of those doors with black paint.
Look at you go.
Oh, yeah.
You have to put VP of Office Operations and Finishing. I want to touch on it because this happened in my neighborhood twice, and I know that it's not necessarily something that you guys will do, but your dealer network would,
mm-hmm,
and that is people neglect their garage doors. My kids with the hockey sticks, but they don't grease them enough. They're not checking the tension on the springs. I wouldn't know how to check the tension on the spring. And then all of a sudden the spring breaks and it makes a horrendous noise in the house. But can you speak to the like the maintenance? What would somebody need to do with one of your doors to keep it fresh and looking good 20 years later? And then also what on the mechanical side, what is it that they need to do both with like the springs, the tensions, the tracks, and then when they put in their garage door opener?
Sure. Our product, you don't have to paint our doors. They come, the vinyl product we use comes in a brilliant white. I'd say about 80% of the doors we sell go out just, I call it naked vinyl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they stay that way. The only reason you may want to paint later down the road is some of the people that live down at the shore, you know, they're in a harsher environment. After 5, 6, 7 years, they may slap one coat of white paint on there just to freshen it up a, mm-hmm, little bit. But other than that, our product is about as low maintenance as it gets. You literally wait till the pollen's fallen and you just hose them off. If you ever get anything really, really nasty into the door, like, you know, we had a customer that actually gotten some tar when they had their driveway resurfaced. They were able to chip that out and use 120 grit sandpaper and just go with the grain in our material, and it pretty much just sands right out. It sands like wood.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, springs and things like that, I would really strongly recommend anyone that has an older door to call a local garage door company and have them come out and take a look, because you know, just for safety fact, a lot of these, especially the extension springs that go way back, they didn't used to put a safety cable that runs through that. So when they snapped, they'd go all over the place.
Right.
But, you know, about every 2 years, you really should have somebody come out and just take a look.
That's excellent advice. We talked about the business as it started. And I think from our conversations in the lobby, it sounds like you're on the threshold of the next step. So if you can, just kind of give us an overview of the current business and where you think you'll be 5, 10 years down the road, and when we get to 100 years.
Yeah, sure. Well, for right now, you know, we are staying just in the Northeast. We're very happy where we are. We like being able to get anywhere we need to go in our territory with our own truck within a day.
Mm-hmm.
We focus on basically five different products that are all carriage-style based. One of the things that we're doing now is later this year, probably in the fall, we'll be coming out with a couple different series of doors that are not carriage house style. Because, let's face it, a carriage house door is a beautiful door, and it's what most people want, but they don't look right on every type of architecture. So we're actually coming out with a high-end alternative that gives you that look of your stamp steel square box door out of vinyl. For people that live down at the shore, you don't have to worry about rusting, but you get that same look. We're also coming out with what's the newest trend in the industry is the full vision door, which you see those. They look like the doors you see on a gas station where they're all glass with aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're all just out of the box. It doesn't matter who you buy one from. They're the same, and you get no customization. You just get color choices. We're going to be doing that out of our vinyl to where we could pretty much do any design you want.
And people are putting that in their homes?
Absolutely. Yep.
I wouldn't want people looking in my garden. It's a mess.
Yeah, mostly, well, they use frosted glass, so you mm-hmm. can't see in. But it's mostly on modern homes, very upper contemporary homes, things like that. But we're going to offer something that allows a lot more customization and a little bit softer, not so industrial commercial look.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have another product that we're very excited about that we're using a black composite material that never has to be finished, and it's going to replicate the look of wrought iron.
Excellent.
Where basically you'd end up with what would look like wrought iron scroll work or bars or whatever look you'd like with frosted glass behind that. And it's going to be a semi-custom door to where you basically can pick between three different, maybe four different design features and move them around to customize them the way you want.
Excellent. Very mm-hmm. good. It's exciting. It's nice to see that it's not just, you know, one product. We do one product and that's it. And, you know, you're looking at what the next phase might be.
The other thing is, too, is that we do all the jobs that no one else can do. It's been, historically, it's been that way to where if somebody's looking for something really unique, they may go to five other manufacturers, and most of them say, you guys need to call Thimble.
Right.
You know,
good you have that reference.
Yeah, we can accommodate odd sizes. You know, most garage doors come pretty standard in either 3 or 6 inch increments in width and height. But some of these older houses, that may not be the case, and those people may be faced with having to change their garage door, the actual size of it, the opening. We can accommodate, basically, if you can dream it, we can probably do it.
Excellent.
And to that note as well, if you are in Phoenix or you are in South Carolina listening right now, give us a call. We can build you a crate and ship you your doors. We can make this happen because they are that great and we want to see them on your home.
And then would you scout out the distributor there or
we do they, yeah. on we've done okay. we've done jobs all over the country and normally what we do is we find a local quality operation and we run the sale through them and they take care of the installation service.
Good.
Even Hawaii, actually.
Excellent. Now that's one of those jobs when you have to go with the door and supervise the work, I'm sure.
I've tried to make that happen. I've been shut down so far, but I'm still working on it.
Last year, I took a big leap and bought a classic car. Mm-hmm. So now, more so than my children, we take care of the car. And we start looking at, do I need to heat the garage? You know, do I need to insulate the garage? What about the doors? Are they coming as insulated as well?
Unlike a lot of manufacturers, everything we make is insulated.
Okay.
Our R-values range from anywhere from 8 to 13, and that's a true R-value. That's not some inflated marketing propaganda. It's, mm-hmm. it's the door itself with the glass. And the glass comes standard. It's not insulated, but we can upgrade you to pretty much whatever you want. If you wanted, you know, antique glass, if you wanted insulated glass, tempered glass. We've done plexiglass for a few people that were concerned with the basketball goal in mm-hmm. between their two doors.
Yep, understood. Mm-hmm. What about, I know people are listening and they're getting all excited about garage doors now. And like I said, when you go home tonight, look at your house and see if that's one area that may need a little attention as well. What about price ranges? You know, and we have to take the labor component out of it because that's going to be set by the distributor. But you know, what are people looking at to replace, say, two garage doors on a regular house?
I mean, it really just runs a gamut because you know we have our entry level door, which we call the American Legends, which for bang for the buck, you can't beat it. It doesn't have that cheesy fake wood grain stamped into it like all other steel doors do. It's got a smooth face, so it looks like real wood. Something like that for two doors with installation, if you didn't need new openers, you'd probably be looking at somewhere around $4,500, something like that. I mean, it is a higher-end product than most, but and then from there, it really runs the gamut. I mean, we did We did a $40,000 garage door for a singer who will remain nameless, but last name rhymes with Chopez.
So it's not Gano, it's not me. Excellent. So we're getting ready to come up on our next break, and you know, when we come back, I want to talk about your efforts to be a green company, and then you know, we'll wrap this up in the next 15 minutes or so. But again, we're here with Fimble Architectural Door Specialties with Michaela and Chris Birdieshaw, a local company with 90 years experience based out of White House, New Jersey. We're going to take our last break of the afternoon, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about what it means to be a green company in 2015. We'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business. And working overtime. Workout.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you for about another 15 minutes. Joining me today in the studio are the fine folks from Fimble Architectural Door Specialties, Michaela Birdieshaw, VP of Office Operations, and Chris Birdieshaw, VP of Sales. And I've really enjoyed the program so far because, you know, I used to work in the architectural door industry, which is more like office doors and things. Mm-hmm. So the technology and the vernacular that we use is all pretty much the same when we talk about veneers and finishes and things like that. So I'm always the type that I want to learn something new each time out, and I've definitely learned a lot here today. But one of the things you might be able to educate me on is when you describe yourself as a green company, what does that mean? What, you know, either in the manufacturing process or the installation process, where does that come from?
Well, we are a certified green company, and how we've achieved that, and it mainly had a lot to do with Erin, honestly. She's very eco-conscious, and we have converted to solar power. We actually have solar panels all over the top of our factory, and many months of the year we put out more power than we actually use. We also recycle. Our material is actually recyclable. PVC is recyclable, so we recycle our waste. Even the sawdust that we collect from making our wood frames, we actually give to a horse farm right up the road from our factory, and they use it for their stalls.
Excellent.
So we really try to let nothing go to waste if at all possible.
And Chris is right. Erin really pioneered that because she is eco-conscious, and the family is very green in nature. But the other thing is, we have a responsibility to the community. We have a responsibility to our children. Erin and I both have small kids. We want them to live healthy, productive lifestyles, and if they can do it through our company, we have to establish that this is important.
There was one item left on my list that mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about, and you just touched on it, and that would be, as just about any business faces at some point, your company's faced it four times, the succession plan. I know they're small, but is that the hope that there would be a fifth generation?
Absolutely.
Of course.
My 3.5-year-old looked at me about 3 months ago in the morning as we were getting ready for school, and he said, "Daddy, when I grow up, I want to make garage doors.
Excellent.
He loves to wear his little Fimble ADS shirt to school, and his shoulders are up. And my nephew Colby, Aaron's son, who's now 2.5, I think he's going to be the next Jeff Deal. He's got such an engineering mind. We get in the car and head in the direction of Fimble. And machines? I go see the machines?
And our son, Braden, he's a bit of a ham like his dad, so I have a feeling he's probably going to be our next sales guy.
There we go. So we've got the fifth generation taken care of. So, Dad, enjoy South Carolina. We don't really need you up here anymore. Life is good.
Yeah. Two things I would like to touch on is our customer service and our customization.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that is a tremendous benefit to doing business with us as opposed to one of these mega corporations is that if you ever do experience some sort of issue with your product, you're going to be calling our company and you're going to be talking to me or Michaela.
Okay.
We actually handle all of our customer service, and we manage to take care of things very quickly. We've kind of revamped things over the last 2 years. And I've been told by a number of people that we have currently the best customer service in the industry far as manufacturers.
That's what we like to hear.
The other thing is customization of our product. We can literally do just about anything you want. I talked about different sizes. Designs as well. When you see the designs on our brochure, if you want to change something, you want to change the width of a window bar, we can do that. If you wanted to have your face carved into the door, we could do that. You'd have to look at it every day, and it'd probably be pretty pricey, but we could do it. I mean, we've engraved the BMW logo into a door for a BMW dealership. We had one door that they wanted scroll work and flowers and tulips and all kinds of stuff. We've done that. If you dream it, we can build it for you.
Excellent. And we talked about the retrofitting and the customization. So the one was like for my house, two garage doors with a center post. And I asked, is that possible to make it one door? And you said yes.
Absolutely. We can go both ways with that. You can actually have your opening. You can take that middle bar out and in many cases and actually have just one big door. We've actually made doors before that were a double door that had a fake center post running down the middle for someone who had a double door but wanted the two single door look.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we wouldn't actually do that. That would be something that your dealer would actually take care of. But people actually do that all the time. They either go from one door to two or from two to one.
And then we also talk. I know, Michaela, when you were in my shop, we talked about the possibility of, you know, most people think of that 90-degree track, the top portion of the door takes the first bend and all the other panels follow it. But we talked about going straight up and then curving because I have an 11-foot high garage and I'm thinking about putting a lift in to be able to work on my car. And you said that's an option.
Absolutely. You'd be surprised how many of our clients actually have collector cars. I went to one job where they had three single garage doors and in every bay they had a lift.
Mm-hmm.
So they could have their classic cars up away from the kids and the bikes and everything else.
And the hockey pucks. Just want to remind everybody as you're listening, the website again is www.fimbleads.com, and it's FIMBELADS.com. And after the program, if you're going back to work, you know, just look at garage doors all afternoon.
And check us out on Facebook. And if you comment and like us, you just might be the recipient of one of our fabulous cups.
There you go. So all good stuff. Now we talked about the beginnings, you know, with the doors and everything. But you know, what is it about garage doors, that niche, that has kept you there for 90 years?
Well, for the most part, almost every home in America needs one. So it while it is a utilitarian industry. It's an opportunity, as Chris touched on before, that you can make your house, and keep in mind we have a lot of neighborhoods popping up where every home has the same garage door. If you want to stand out when you're selling, or if you just want to be that guy on the street with the greatest house, our doors can help you do that.
I like to say our doors will have the Joneses trying to keep up with you.
I like that. Excellent. Now, one of the other questions, and I think over the last hour we've talked about it, and I'm convinced that it would be my next door would be a Fimble door. What is it about Fimble that would make people want to come to you versus one of your competitors?
The attention to detail, honestly. I mean, we do things that nobody else does. The type of construction methods we use, for example, with vinyl in particular, everyone now is really learning about vinyl because it's so maintenance free, especially anywhere near water. But a lot of the high end homes are using it instead of wood now. But we're one of the first companies to ever make doors with a big 32-inch top section, which gives you that big glass look. Mm-hmm. Most other door companies make these tiny little glasses, and they have these plastic inserts that they put into that. We don't do that. We carve that grill out of one solid sheet of vinyl. So it's all just one solid piece, and then we put the glass behind mm-hmm. it.
And furthermore, in today's day and age, when you're trying to be financially conscious, there's a trend of not giving your money to the big box stores mm-hmm. or to, you know, corporate America in that regard. And with us, it is about family pride. We are charging what is appropriate for our doors, but our doors are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And it's going to something good. Like we talked about, we want our kids to do this. Right. We want American-made products to be in every home in America.
And that's the slogan of here at the Chamber, you know, buy local, buy 100. And, right. and you are right. I do see a big pushback, even in my business, and it's just trophies and it's signs and it's apparel. But people are frustrated with the customer service at right. the big box. You know, and when stores like Home Depot first opened, it was all about, well, they had retired plumbers, they had retired electricians. Right. Now they have just about anybody mm-hmm. with any education level, and they don't even know, you know, mm-hmm. what a garage, not that they don't know what a garage is, but they couldn't tell you the specifics of it. And, right. you know, if you're going to go to a brain surgeon, you want the best brain surgeon, and the same Absolutely. Thing applies to the garage door.
And if you have a problem, you don't want to have to get transferred to 15 people before you get an answer,
mm-hmm. right.
you know?
Absolutely. Take a minute and give us website, phone number, you know, what it is that makes Fimble great, and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay. You can reach us at 908-534-1732. My extension is 21 if you'd like to speak with me personally. Our website is www.fimbleads.com. As we mentioned, you can find us on Pinterest. You can find us on LinkedIn as well.
Facebook.
And Facebook.
And you can give us a call and stop in and see us if you're in the area.
Yeah, we do have one of every model in our showroom right now that you can come in and touch and feel and see what it looks like in person. And, you know, we make vinyl garage doors of distinction.
Excellent. Well, hopefully we've made Aaron proud. Hopefully we've made Dad proud. And like I said, the program will be on the Rewind tonight at 10 o'clock and also tomorrow on the archive so people can listen in again if there was anything you missed during the program. Anything that we missed that you want to get in, I know we covered a lot of ground, but is there anything that, you know, I left out? I always give people that last look, you know, that, you know, get it out now kind of thing.
You know, from my perspective, I've always known about garage doors. We've always been a family business, but I never really invested myself in understanding what that business was and what it meant. So to join in this industry, having had previous careers, I am overwhelmed with pride. It's a beautiful thing to take over and let my dad be in South Carolina with my mom and have faith that his company is being protected. It's a great thing to honor my grandfather and all the work that he has done. And it's really fantastic that I get to work with my family. I work side by side with my husband and my sister every day. And we get a lot of questions of, oh, that must be weird. But it's really phenomenal. We support each other. We respect each other. And our commitment is to the product. And we really love that. And again, going back to the very beginning, I can't say enough about our employees. They are the bread and butter. They are the true assets that we have.
Excellent. Very good. Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us today on Taking Care of Business. And as we get ready to wrap up the program, in NASCAR, all is right with the world again in Junior Nation as Dale Earnhardt Jr. won last week's Geico 500 race at Talladega. This week, the teams will head to the Kansas Speedway to battle it out Saturday night under the lights in the SpongeBob SquarePants 400. That's right, the SpongeBob SquarePants 400. NASCAR's final appeal officer has upheld the penalties to Richard Childress Racing driver Ryan Newman and his crew chief in the wake of tire manipulation scandal that happened in March. All fines must be paid. All suspensions now must be served over the next 6 weeks. In the NFL, as we talk about cheating, the word came out late yesterday that there was evidence that the Patriots did in fact deflate 11 of 12 balls during their game against the Indianapolis Colts during the playoffs last year. The league must now decide on what penalties, if any, will be assessed, including fines and loss of future draft picks. The NHL playoffs continue with the Chicago Blackhawks taking on the Minnesota Wild. The Montreal Canadiens are playing the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Rangers play the Capitals. And the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim are playing the Calgary Flames. In the NBA, the Atlanta Hawks are taking on the Washington Wizards. The Golden State Warriors and MVP Steph Curry are playing the Memphis Grizzlies. The Cleveland Cavaliers are taking on the Chicago Bulls, and the Houston Rockets are playing the LA Clippers. In Major League Baseball and the American League, the Yankees, Royals, and Astros lead their respective divisions in the American League, while the Mets, Cardinals, and Dodgers lead their divisions in the National. Again, I'd like to thank Michaela Birdieshaw, Chris Birdieshaw, for joining us from Fimble Architectural Door Specialties. And remember, folks, if you're looking to increase your curb appeal, insist on a Fimble Architectural Door. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Home instead.
Senior. You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our